Now time for locker room chat with Nemahawk Central girls and basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen. After a couple of wins from this past week, coach, we'll start off with your guys' home win against Holton. Final score 44-25. Your overall thoughts on that win?
Defensively, we came out and made it really tough for them. We started in zone and then we switched to man, and we picked up full court and they really struggled with that pressure, and that really got us going and got us the lead that we were never going to get back.
Yeah, I mean, 25 points allowed, that's the third fewest all season. Pretty incredible what you guys were able to do, turning them over. And what were your thoughts on your ability to get points off those turnovers in transition?
You know, that's something we try to do is, become a pressure-some team and turn those points those turnovers into easy points on the opposite end. And we were able to get them set up offensively, and they threw some errant passes, and we definitely took advantage of that. And that kind of got us going offensively, too.
And then after that, last night getting a win against Sabetha, final score was 45-32. Pretty similar in terms of the score. Your thoughts on that game as well?
We played really well the first quarter, built an 8-point lead defensively. We made it very tough on Mary Luker to get anything. We did a really good job on her, so I was really proud of the girls because she's a tough player, one of the best offensive players we'll go up against. And we just did a great job on her and shut the rest of the other girls down and rebounded the ball really well, and it was a solid win.
Coach, how does that improve your confidence in your players to shut down a player that might be one of the best in the state? Because that's, of course, something you're going to have to be doing when you get to these games in the sub-state and the state tournament.
Yeah, definitely. And, it started kind of back in Wellsville. We played Baldwin, and they got a dynamic scorer, a girl that can really shoot it, and it started there. And, it carried over to last night as well. The girls, they kind of take that as a challenge, and they look forward to that. As a team, we also had help, too. It wasn't just one person. The one that was guarding Mary is also those that are helping and helping the helper as well. So we did overall a great job, team defense last night.
So, Coach, now you got to take on a Perry Lecompton team who you beat in mid-December by a final score of 51-7. This is a very different Perry Lecompton team, though, now. Your overall thoughts on what you want to try to take from that game and transition to this game coming up on Friday?
Yeah, they are much improved from what they were, obviously, back then. And, Coach there has done a great job, and they won, seven or eight games. So, and I know they're going to be ready to have a little revenge on us and show that they're better than they were the first time here. So it'll be a challenge going down there. It always is, but one that, we'll be ready for, and hopefully come out with a win there Friday.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Nemahawk Central girls and basketball coach Haddon Hiltgen here on a Locker Room Chat. It's been brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. Coming up next here on the show, we have Nemahawk Central boys and basketball coach John Thomas. Don't go anywhere.